All right, say something, bro.
Testing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Testing.
We are live, goddammit. That's right, people. I want to welcome you out to the show. Real Talk with Ray Massey, raw and uncut. And it's just my perspective, ladies and gentlemen. Peace to everybody in the chat right now. We turned up. Goddamn. Okay, I'm going to need y'all to calm down on the fat shaming and shit. Goddamn. Play nice, baby. Now, I'm standing here right now with a great guest, people. And it's an honor and a pleasure. I'm sitting right here with a man who knows about the struggle and what it is to fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm back down the rabbit hole today, people. And we're going to talk some boxing. That's right. Some good old boxing. You know what I'm saying? The sweet science right now with Ray Massey. And I'm standing here with Memphis's very own Macro Man Down Hall Jr. What's poppin', man? What's poppin'?
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Damn right, we got some effects, goddamn it. Let me get the, oh yeah. 11 seconds of fame right there, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got this. We got the applause sound effect cracking, boy. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The full 11, you know what I'm saying? 11. That's crazy that sound effect ends on number 11.
11-11.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Prosperity.
Bro. That's crazy. Yes. And me being a, that's crazy, bro. My life path is an 11, bro. Shit gets deep right now. That is a synchronicity right there.
We my birth money is 11.
That's crazy, bro. That 11 pops up all the time on me. And she be getting deep. So, Macro, it's been a long time coming, bro. Let's talk about the establishment, bro, for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Before we get into the major questions, talk about what it took to build up, you know what I'm saying, the fight. What did it take to put this place together, bro? The energy it took to put into an amazing project, bro. God damn, I am impressed. And it's hard to impress me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got shirts and hats out right now. I'm not impressed. Goddamn clothing line. Go cop you a cap, go cop you a goddamn shirt. I'm not impressed, but today I'm impressed, bro. So talk about the energy, bro.
Like I feel like, man, I can have a gym with no lights on in a cave, and just by the energy giving off, you know what I'm saying, that I have and that I manifested, man, that it'll still be a great gym, and people still love coming here rather than Planet Fitness, rather than Esporta, rather than the other options, you know what I'm saying? So,
whoa,
like it definitely starts with energy, man.
Damn. So this is more than a boxing gym.
It's more than a boxing gym.
Damn. So the ultimate goal, you see what I'm saying, is like you said, I'm listening to you, brother, and that's interesting, bro, because your vision, damn, you're seeing clear on some shit already before it even has manifested physically before your eyes. Looking it, feeling it, you know what I'm saying? Imagining yourself actually there. It's already, it's in effect, that like knowing that, you know, the victory is already sweet.
Yes, sir.
Damn. So, yeah, man, I'm gonna have to come get me a membership. I'm signing up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I'm signing up, bro.
Yes, sir.
God damn it. Like, where do I sign up, bro? Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming in. I've been looking for it. It was crazy, bro. I be doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I weigh about, damn, it's crazy, bro. Y'all need to be going through weight classes in this boxing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I weighed myself the other day, bro. Safe to say, bro, I picked up some pounds. Nigga, I weigh 160 goddamn five, nigga.
Yeah, I weigh 165.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, see what I'm saying? That's fucked up, y'all. People, I couldn't imagine, like, you know, I mean, I ain't weak or nothing, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't box. Like, you niggas is crazy. I've seen niggas on YouTube take L's. Imagine this. I cut hair, right? And I do radio. This is what I do. Man, I'm in the ring right there. I'm boxing niggas all day. You want to talk shit? Or you want to, you know, so you want to test my radio personality skill? Or you want to, what you want to say? I can't chop? Nigga, I do this every day. That's like, I don't know why a nigga would. You do your thing, bro. I didn't goddamn see you fight twice, nigga. Mm-hmm. Covered two of the goddamn fights.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, this nigga do this. So why would niggas think that they want to hop in the ring and get some of that? Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you inspiring, you just want to get, I don't know. But nigga, it don't work that way, man, bro. So what I'm saying is, I wouldn't try. And I'm 165. So this is like saying, I'm hopping in the ring, potentially. Like, if I was fighting and I was registered, nigga, it's on. 160. I mean, I'll potentially be, you know, it's on the list. You'll be on the list, right? That's crazy. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I got the, 165, cool. Ladies. Like I said, even when I was 147, though, nigga, I just...
So necessarily, like 165 is just a walk around weight, but I fight at 154, which is super welterweight, or welterweight, which is 147.
Damn, so 154. Yeah. That's cool. But that's your walk around weight.
It's 165. Okay, 160,
so,
165.
So, when you, so like right now, you're in camp, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Damn. You're in camp. Scratch all that. We gonna hop straight into this goddamn, because this led right into this question then. Let's talk about the upcoming fight. Is it in December?
December 1st, Nashville.
December 1st, Nashville. Let's talk about your opponent, man.
Okay, so my first opponent was Rakim Johnson. He bagged out. You know, he ain't want none of this, I guess. Now we're looking to fight Aaron Anderson, December 1st. He's a veteran. He's fought a couple world champions. Great guy. I know him from Memphis. He's actually from Memphis as well. Yeah, he's a great guy, but I'm not looking to be his friend when we get in the gym, when we get in the ring December 1st.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Living the life of a boxer, bro. Damn. So, you are familiar with this cat?
Yes, I'm familiar with him. I never sparred him.
And he's from Memphis?
He's from Memphis. I never fought him. I never sparred him or nothing like that. I just had the pleasure of, like, training with him, training beside him and stuff like that. He's a great associate. Gave me some great tips on the boxing world and boxing field and stuff like that. But again, I don't look to take that into the ring with me. December 1st, man. May the best man win. I'm looking to retire him.
Damn.
You know. So yeah, that's what's going on.
Yo. Damn. So how does that work, man? You been working out? Or been knowing a guy, or familiar with a guy, or like no other guy, y'all mm-hmm. know of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Not really built a relationship, not really friends, but you know, it's a cool cat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How the fuck does that work, bro? You know, you got to go in, do your job, handle your biz naive, and potentially retire this man's career.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, how does that work, bro? How do you have to be wired to actually do this shit for a living, macro?
Memphis has always been looked at as a stepping stool city. And, you know, usually when we have, like, world champions or great fighters coming out of the city, they usually try to get the same good fighters to fight each other. And they, like, want them to fight for their throne. You know, so like even when you look at MMA and stuff like that, they'll get two great fighters from the city to fight each other and go through those mishaps and bump the road. May the best man win. But right now, what I'm looking at it is just somebody in my way to getting where I want to be in life. It's just business at the end of the day. I don't look at him any differently. I hope he don't look at me any differently after what I do to him December 1st. But I'm very confident in my 1-2. So,
damn.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Damn, bro. That's a lot to unpack, but it's really not. It was very direct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. You like this is like you can play football.
Yeah, but you can't play boxing.
You see what I'm saying? You can play basketball, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you might even get. Yeah, you can play marbles,
mm-hmm.
jacks, fucking. Mm-hmm. Damn, yo, you can't play boxing.
No, there's no playing it at all, bro.
Damn. I already know, bro, because I pay attention, bro. I be seeing, you know, I ain't seen the type of individual that Teddy be one, man.
Mm-hmm.
I see his demeanor. I see his energy has switched tremendously.
Yeah, and that young man, he's a very bright young man. Got a bright future ahead of him. Man, I remember when he first came in the gym, man, and I told him, like, man, I got you. Like, man, I want to box, you know. Ever since then, man, we've been locked in, and, you know, I've just been steering him the right way in and out of the ring, you know, in and out of the gym. You know, just putting him up on the pointers, you know, helping him find his goggles like us, you know what I'm saying? So,
woo, that's deep. Yeah. And because I noticed, like, he one was different, you know what I'm saying? When he stepped in the door and I seen him, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, he got his head on straight, bro. Yeah,
to be 19.
To be 19.
Just turning 20. Yeah, yeah.
And see, that's why I say it ain't nothing but ancient old souls coming, bro. Everybody after, really everybody after 78, 80. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
the natural hair look and everything.
Yeah, you know, they coil. You see what I'm saying? They now ether.
The antennas and everything.
Damn.
Man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It get deep, bro. So, well, damn, bro. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey into boxing and how you guys started, particularly in this particular sport?
So, I was 12 years old. I was always raised by my grandmother, rest in peace, Martha Nell Hall. She was my mother, my father, all of the above. My grandfather was in the house, but he was too focused on money. You know, and black men as a whole, man, we have that problem with being too focused on providing. And we forget about the emotional state and we only think logics at times.
That's true.
So when
it's not logic.
And
damn.
You know, so yeah, man, my grandmother passed away, and you know, I was going through a lot of depression as a kid. I had 12 brothers and sisters. I was the only child staying there with my grandparents, but raised beside my father and my aunts and uncles and stuff like that. And it was just a lot of jealousy, and I had to find a way to gear my anger because therapy just wasn't working. I was going to therapy, but therapy wasn't the only thing that's working.
Crazy.
And I found a boxing man and met Dunny. We looked forward to the MPD boxing gym, but they were like on and off, on and off.
To Dunny,
and yeah, salute, shout out to Dunny. You know,
yes, sir.
Yeah, we had a great relationship at Once Upon a Time. I wish him nothing but the best, man. Everything just went up from there, man. Won the Golden Gloves, my first time winning Golden Gloves when I was 13. Got arrested when I was 13, going on 17. Was caught up in the streets. Like you said, I was always doing my own thing. Still got out, got a high school diploma, got a medical degree in phlebotomy through Remington College.
Damn.
I'm in college now.
Yo, talk a little bit about how do you pronounce it?
Phlebotomy.
Phlebotomy. Yeah. What exactly is that for the listeners?
So phlebotomy is just a blood work. Just someone that comes in and takes your blood work, does blood samples, tests you for things of that nature.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing, bro. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you've always been so you knew early on.
Yeah, what I wanted to do.
Something about like what you really wanted to do just the way the situation going on at the house, a lot of jealousy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, damn, your light always been bright.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now I'm in college right now for my bachelor's degree, business and finance, and I got like five more months now in college doing that, and I'll be walking across stage with my bachelor's degree in business and finance. After that, decided to go pro when I turned 22 years old. After my fifth Golden Glove title in Mississippi, I decided to go pro, turn pro at the FedEx Forum. That's where the Memphis, the most beautiful land in the world, quote came from. And the year after that, man.
Which fight was that? That was the Mayweather joint.
Yes,
oh yeah, that's the one. That's when I first met you. Yeah. Damn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
After Salute that, Win Radio as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah. DJ Q, man. Yeah. What do you do, man?
Win Radio.
Yeah, man. After that, just decided to, you know, open up a gym in the neighborhood I grew up in. And people was always like, hey, that's not a good place to do it in.
Always say that, though,
the
bro.
Money ain't right over there. They not going to support us. It's not about that. You know, it's about changing and bringing revenue and changing the economy. Since I have moved over here, it was only Rafer's Hot Wings and Mr. Lacey's Barbershop. Since I've moved over here,
right,
a plethora of people have opened business on this strip. And they're actually opening up strip clubs and everything. Soul food joint. They done opened up 2 event centers, a text play, a smoke shop. Another event center, you know, a clothing apparel store, you know, so.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my sponsors as well, shout man. Rafer's All-in-One Hot Wings and Yummy Smoke Shop. That's right here in this same shopping center.
Ooh, shout out to Rafer's, goddammit. Give me one to the, other one to the,
Yummy Smoke Shop.
Yummy Smoke Shop, damn. Because I know this used to be a hell of a thriving area.
Uh-huh.
Especially when I was coming up as a youngin'. I can remember, man, we had the goddamn drive-in theater.
Yeah, they're actually opening that back up right now as well. They call it
you fucking serious?
Yes, they're actually calling it the Southwest. The get Southwest the, Twin movie theaters.
Get the French toast they'll be, out of here.
They'll be done with it in March next year.
That is awesome, bro, because look, I'm telling you, man, I mess with the one on Summer. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But god damn,
that's bringing back
to my location. Shit, yeah, that's a nice little piece to drive, bro.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, bro. Hey, that is a piece of my childhood, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the spot, bro.
Yeah,
then they
it
turned
was.
It into the biggest goddamn fucking, in essence,
flea market.
Yeah, fucking flea market. Damn near the African flea market.
African
that's what
flea
I call
market.
It.
Yeah. Then they moved across the street over there. Yeah,
that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
So damn, bro. That's quite the interesting right there, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Once we tap in and peel the layers back on, you give me your influence and actually, you know, taking a step to journey into the world of boxing.
Mm-hmm.
From an early age. Mm-hmm. So, next question I would ask, bro, and I'm sure the audience will get a kick out of this as well. What do you enjoy most about being a boxer and representing Memphis 10 on fight night when you hop in the ring? You smell me.
Yeah. yes, sir. What I enjoy most about being a boxer, man, is just the thrill. Every fighter has that same feeling. Even if they're confident, you have that butterfly effect feeling when you walk into that ring.
Mm.
But when you get in that ring, it's like, man, you like a god.
Mm.
It's like you can't be touched. It's like you know what I'm saying, that you're about to do your shit. You know you're about to conquer, you know? And just being from Memphis and having Memphis on my back, man, and just pushing my own label, man, it motivates me even more to
you
see.
You got a label too?
Yeah, just you know, just
just
supporting my own brand and label and stuff like that, man. It just feels good being a young man out of Memphis, especially with my skin tone, man, to make it and. To be able to go through everything I've been through in life, going from foster homes, going from juvenile facility to juvenile facility, having my ups and downs, having a rough childhood, having no support, you know, just having so many people to turn their back on me, man, and still be able to dwell and prosper, and hearing people say, man down in that crowd, you know, at the end of the night when my hand is raised. You know, I mean, people traveling to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Tijuana, Mexico, Nashville, just to see me fight, man, it means a lot to me.
So you fought international as well?
Yes.
Damn. Yeah. So it's 6 wins?
Yes.
Is
it? Yes. Six wins, one loss by decision. Yes, sir.
Damn. So it went all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, son. How did you feel about that adversity that night?
It was a lesson. It was a life lesson that I had to work harder and not put my career in a lot of people's hands. When somebody show you how they are in real life, believe them. You know, don't take it for granted. When a person shows you their intentions, accept it. Don't change it. Don't try to change them. Don't try to change how they feel.
Wow.
And, you know, at least they gave you the option to stay there or not. You know what I'm saying? Because you have a lot of, you tend, us as human beings, we have the tendency to try to create people and make people be the way we want them to be. And that's actually not right by us as well as it is not right by them doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? By not putting it in our face or putting it in our face. So when someone tends to show you who they truly are, man, yeah, you just want to
true colors, bro.
Yeah,
damn. And you know, we go through things, man, as divine beings, man. Heaven is it's human experience, if you will, bro. You see what I'm saying? Because imagine this, bro. If you really don't even just know fully who you are, bro, as a being, not even just as a person, because this is just one aspect of you, right? What you're seeing. Like, I mean, think about it. Even like a big ball of energy, bro. I always use this analogy. I'm like, bro, energy is everything. Energy can't die. I said, now once you really get into your genetic makeup, you realize that we are energy, right?
Right, that's correct.
We are energy, and I think it's either the first or the fourth law of thermodynamics when we're dealing with energy. It says energy cannot be destroyed, nor can it die. It only can be transferred. Yeah. What the fuck, yo?
A lot of people don't know that.
See what I'm saying? It's deep, but see, that's why I'm saying we just, and that's why I say the glasses, bro. It cut deep, bro, when you put them joints on. Sometimes it be like, yo, the dreams a nigga possibly be having.
Even what you go through, you like, damn, I know a motherfucker that murdered 10 motherfuckers. I know this nigga that he sold rocks for 10 years.
I'm talking, he been
cheating on 20
niggas. 20 motherfucking, you know, niggas, man.
They
God damn.
They got life for that, you know what I'm saying?
Lord, I'm, it be seem like, damn, that's crazy. I be like, damn, it just be saying like, yeah, nigga be struggling or some shit.
The healers get the most, bro.
That's wild, yo. I be like, damn.
Yeah, the healers, man, they go through the most, man. Most definitely. You don't know until you have the spiritual awakening.
Yeah,
a lot of people have the spiritual awakening. They don't pass it. They give up on it. You know, you have some people that can get through it. You have some people that just go back to being addictive to stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, so you mentioned awakening, and since you did, it drives me to this question, bro, as we move along in this this crazy interview right now, chilling with Macro Man Down Hall Jr., ladies and gentlemen. This shit is crazy, man, and history is being made right now. So you mentioned awakening. Don't forget to hit that share button, people. You know what I'm saying? Macro, he's going to run down all of his goddamn, where you can reach him at, website, you know what I'm saying? All his information. And if you're in the area, if you're trying to tap in with the gym, all that shit, we're going to run that in a minute. But how important is having a spiritual connection, bro, with one's self as it pertains to the growth, to the development, to the greatness of one's journey?
So, if we're going by numbers, 1 out of 10, I say that's a 10. It's very important. It's very important that you, you get it right the first time and you figure it out the first time. Because a lot of people don't do those second chances and those third chances. When it comes around, spiritual awakenings come. But learning about embodiment and just learning about embodiment and my soul and soul ties. Just even just by me touching somebody, shaking their hand.
Damn, that energy exchange. Yeah. Hey, bro, that's deep right there, bro. That's damn, bro, you cutting deep, bro. Yeah,
so I just do my best to be skeptical of who I'm around, even the friends I have. Like, if I'm looking to get married one day and I know I got a friend that's going to the club every weekend, you know what I'm saying?
No, you don't want to do that.
It's up to me to tell him the righteous way two or three times. You don't catch on now. You know, distancing myself away from him. And like a lot of parts of life, you know, you got the escalator, you have the ladder, you have the stairs.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Right now, first I was taking the stairs, then it turned into the ladder. Now it's the escalator, because the escalator, what it really does is escalator puts you in position for the stairs, puts you in position for the ladder, and the ladder puts you in position for the escalator. That way, once you know what you know, it's on the go from there. Escalator just take you on up. You don't even have to walk, you don't have to climb with your hands and your arms and under. You know how to eat, you know how to think, you know who to be around, you know how to get your rest, you know how to get your sleep, you know how to set boundaries and be for yourself. So now at this point, the escalator is just pulling you up, it's just taking you on up further and further. And all you have to do is keep a level mind, even though the escalator might slow down just a little bit, but it don't stop.
Hmm.
It slow down a little bit, but it, you know, it never stops.
It never stops.
And,
damn.
Like, as long as you keep manifesting, believing, and doing your you know, your manifestation, your yoga, your meditation, and focusing on your body, man, you're good.
Damn, you mentioned the embodiment, bro. That's crazy, bro. Bro. As I don't know, it's just intuitively, bro. It's dawning on me, bro. I'm in the midst of a star seed, bro.
Yes, sir.
That's deep.
Yes, sir.
And but just with the flow of this interview, bro, and just how it going. Like, once you hear the playback, when I post it, get all it, when I hook it up, get it out there, you know what I'm saying? It's going fresh up on YouTube, gentlemen. And ladies, tell you, man. It's like you can't tell, boy, that your soul is ancient. That's crazy, bro. You done been around, bro, a long time. Might not be your first rodeo, bro. You probably have did this thing many lifetimes, bro. Damn, that's too deep, bro. But then I heard you mention though being grounded. In such a way. You see what I'm saying? Because you said knowing how to eat, knowing how to do this, doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Making the right choices. And to do all of that, you definitely have to be grounded, bro. You got to be rooted as a tree. So talk about the plant-based vegan lifestyle as a boxer.
Okay. So I was always having problems with
my
woman, my body.
Yes.
God damn. She always pushed me to be my higher self. She always pushed me to.
You know, your woman, your goddess?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
She always pushed me to my higher self. She always,
that's deep.
Supported me even if I didn't support myself. It kind of dawned on me. It took a little minute.
Yeah. Hey, that's deep.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's deep, bro.
You know, in life, you always have a runner and a chaser, man. that's the whole philosophy and persona of the divine counterpart, twin flame.
Shit.
So,
when
you are willing to actually heal from the mirror effect, then you can be.
Yeah, because it's like, and that's the thing, because. It's like that'd be the stage, cause they like, oh, it's so crazy, bro. Because once I tapped in, bro, it was like, damn, I was getting you know what I'm saying? Like I knew that man, Shorty was the one. I'm like, damn, so it's her. Okay, so it was different, but she could feel it, nigga. But she just was like, hold up, and I'm just like, all this shit coming from. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I was guided towards you, baby. throw. Like, all that other shit before was cool. I was, but this shit here is different, baby. But hey, ooh, and then it's like, when you could have been, I'm like, babe, you see, you. She was deep, bro.
Yeah, man.
She was wide open.
Yeah, bro, I just started eating healthy, man. Started listening more. Stopped talking so much and actually listening with my mouth and ears and my eyes.
That's crazy, bro. And, that's kind of hard to do for. Yeah. Damn, so what's your zodiac sign, bro? And, yeah, bro, it's hard, bro. You see what I'm saying? It's hard.
Yeah, especially being, you know, and I always, I'm like I said.
You a Sag, bro? Yeah, you demanded, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Not like that, like in a crazy way, but you exude it, bro. It's your energy, family. You can't rock with it, bro. And you ain't even gotta say shit. It's like you gonna show, bro. It's going to show.
Your demeanor, man. Your demeanor, like, kind of gives off this aggression. But I like it. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Even when it comes down to like friendships, brotherhoods, and stuff like that, my confidence should never make you lack confidence.
Make you lack confidence, you know what right?
I'm saying? My confidence should never make you soften up. You know what I'm saying? My confidence should never make you. Talk light when I'm around, or speak on what you are, or what you really come from, or change up your way of life. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I'm a firm believer of being around people that you are. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, wait. Damn. So you think environment plays a role then?
Yes, sir.
And like, you know what I'm saying? Not like, yeah, and like. Yeah, environment definitely plays a role.
Like, even if I was to meet another young lady, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, she would have to be open to being vegan. Like, I can't just.
Yeah, you can't just go back. Yeah, she got to be open. What if she was a vegetarian?
I'm still not going to fuck with her.
Damn, though. Damn, Mac. You can't see nothing in her.
I can't see nothing. Vegetarian, a carnivore. Vegetarian.
Damn.
Yes, for the vegan. Like, so I'm not.
So what is she? But what is she plant based?
Yeah, I mean.
You know, like when I say plant based, meaning like she a dad with vegan food. You see what I'm saying? Like vegan fried food, but she's more like a, you know what I'm saying, raw plant based plant, you know, raw fruit type of woman.
Yeah, plant based and stuff like that. It's cool, but like. And like that's vegan, but like boys like vegetarian, pescatarian, chicken eaters, beef, especially not pork, man.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like I ain't gonna lie, I don't eat pork, you know what I'm saying? Like in my goddamn diet is I'm trying to get more on a livid, bro, you know what I'm saying? But it's rough, but I'm gonna tell you what I'm good at though, macro. I tell you what I'm good at, God. I'm good at fasting, God. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, like I'm good at it. Like I can say I'm good at it, bro. Cause I didn't grind myself and broke myself down in a way with like in the early stages. Like it was I had to, you know, it was a whole death, bro. A shedding. It was a whole shedding, bro.
Like I literally went through it like 6 months ago.
Yeah, bro. Shit.
Like
yeah,
self.
Like you shedded the whole skin, bro. You see what I'm saying? And that's a true thing, bro.
Honestly, just me eating healthy and going vegan, man, it helped my mindset a lot more and helped expand and and just look better, man. You know,
Yeah, it do, bro. It do, bro. And it's crazy, bro. Like, and then it be you right, bro. You right though, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I know, like, this woman that I'm dealing with now, bro, in my life, bro, that's how I know, bro, because it's like, she own that, bro. And it's like she know who I am, fool. She, you know what I'm saying, on a deeper. Yeah, it's like she knows. She be like, damn, God. She be like, bro, you like, bro, look, you know this is the lived and the died of a God over here, bro. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? She said, granted, bro, I see you don't eat it a lot, but you slip, bro.
Yes, sir.
And I be like, damn, I said, but baby, I ain't ate shit in a month. That damn chicken wrap in a month, bro.
And then how you know? It be those triggers when they take them too.
Man, I be like, what the fuck?
You know, but it's because that person is for you, like it's accountability.
And that's how I know, bro. She be holding me accountable like a motherfucker.
It's vice versa.
Shit.
Yeah, bro. Like I totally understand. I totally understand where you're coming from with it.
Yeah, it gets deep, bro. So moving along, bro, and it's getting interesting. It's getting interesting now because now we're getting into the meat and potatoes of the interview, bro. It's right. It takes some time, chat. You know what I'm saying? Y'all chill out. You know, moderators, look, cheer the individuals out before I let Macro go hard on y'all on this game. And y'all, right. That's what I'm saying. And y'all ain't, like, y'all, I'm just saying, we gonna turn this shit into the flame session, man. I'm trying to tell you, we just gonna turn the whole shit into some more shit, man. But look, now, shout out to the chat, man. Y'all are everything. Y'all make the show go hard. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, Macro, before we get into the next question, man, look, let these folk know where they can reach you at, bro. You know what I'm saying? Give all your social media goddamn accounts, man. Let them know where they can find Macro Man Down Hall.
You can find Macro Hall Jr. Macro Hall Jr. MacroHalljr. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook is Macro Man Down Hall Jr. Macro MACRO space Man Down space Hall Jr. If you want to find my herbal channel, which is through Donisha McKinney of Thick Ass Vegan, that's Eclectic Empress. At Instagram, and that's for readings or herbs, sea moss, bladder rack, macaroon, black seed oil.
Damn.
Do meal prepping, vegan only, veganism only. We do meal prep, and those start at $2.50 a week for 15 meals. That's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Damn. So it's a lifestyle when it comes down to this this veganism.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? The lifestyle of really tweaking your mind, your body, and your soul into it's kind of like unlearning and relearning everything that you've been taught since a youngin, bro. And that shit, that could be life altering, bro. So moving along, bro, because I'm talking about that could be life. Think about it, bro. You've been taught something for 20 years, and all of a sudden, the truth hits your ass. Everybody can't stomach that, and I think that's why those who wake up, especially in a time like now, when this is the time. Ooh, if this is the time. You see what I'm saying? What you really came back for, if you, like, God know he created you to stomach it, and you was going to be strong enough to push through, bro.
That shit
don't rain. Woo-wee, that shit deep, boy. So, check this out, though. Look, can you describe this for me, bro? What's your typical training routine? And how do you prepare for a fight? So we got the training routine. Like, what is the mindset going in when you finna face a tough opponent, bro? And you know it's you know what I'm saying? It's one of them. You know what I mean? Which I know every next fight is the most important, but you know what I mean, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if it's the foresight, you know, nigga, like, you trucking, bro. You on your grind, bro. So it's like, you know that motherfucker is coming one day, bro. And just so far, because I mean, like, your resume, it's there, nigga, when you look up Macro Hall Jr., bro. So it's like, how do you, what's the routine like, bro? What's the preparation?
So, I get them just a little bit of, because I don't really disclose this type of information.
Yeah, you know, as much as you can, you know what I mean.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's like a workout, man. You know, we do the 3 to 6 miles every morning. We do a lot of swimming, man. And, you know, we throw 1,000 punches a day. Per session. I work out, me personally, I work out like I'm already fighting for a world title.
I know it.
So that consists of like 3 to 5 workouts a day.
Damn.
A lot of people be like, man, you should chill out. You should chill out. You should take it easy. This and that. No, you should chill out. No, you should take it easy. No, you should take a break. No, you should take a 2-day break, 3-day break. You know what I'm saying? So like everything that I can do, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can do. Everything my body can take, and I can, the way I can inflict my body, doesn't mean that you can inflict your body this way or push your body through this type of torture. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's mainly how I get my mindset ready through workouts, through not being around people who I truly love, actually going into that hermit mode for each count. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm. Damn, you mentioned hermit mode, bro. And that solitude is definitely needed, bro. In one's awakening, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like isolation. You know what I'm saying? There's no way that you can figure some things out and tap in, bro. When you're trying to make moves on life-altering decisions, you know what I'm saying? You have to box out all the chatter, bro.
Yeah.
You got to box out all the distractions, bro.
Damn.
And it gets deep, bro. So my next question would be this, bro. Since we're talking about boxing out distractions, bro. Memphis has a rich history in music and sports. Facts. So how does this city's culture influence your boxing career?
Man, shout out to Hit Kid, what to do, man. Camp South Records, man.
Hit Kid?
Yeah, man.
Damn, shout out Hit Kid.
Do some of the FNF song, Low River, man. Man, I really appreciate this guy. He comes in, I train him, train together and stuff like that. He played a big influence on my life in the last 3 months, man. Really keeps me motivated in a very inflicted mindset way, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You might say, hey, man, I don't feel like you punching harder, or I don't feel like you fast enough. Or those type of things, knowing that he has nothing but good intention, inspires me a lot. But what really inspired me a lot, before he passed away, Young Dolph.
Man. Yeah, such the inspiration right there, though.
Yeah, man, I grew up with his first cousin, Jay Fizzle, Jeremy Metcalf.
Fizzle.
Westwood, bro.
Fizzle be bumping too, man.
Yeah, you remember he brought me out to that my first fight, too.
Yeah, he did, yeah, bro. He did though, bro. Yeah. Damn, now that I remember, bro. You turned up, bro. Yeah, yeah. It was all Memphis on that one, boy. Yeah. Damn, shout out Jay Fizzle, man. Yeah, you did, bro. Yeah, you did, bro.
But that shows the power of Memphis, though. When we stick together, man, we can conquer anything. Like, that's with basketball, boxing, soccer, baseball, the music industry. And I always, visualize being the peacekeeper, the peacemaker, man. You know what I mean? And I always look for that goal, and I feel like it'll be there one day. But, man, I'm pretty strict on on the La Familia thing, on the La Familia tip, man. If I'm together, man, I'm family, man.
So shit.
You don't like them, I don't like them, but we're going to work through this and can and negotiate through this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because as a whole, man, you know, we hold the genetics of 666, which is the melanin.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And, you know, the world has progressed the shit to be and portrayed it to be devilish. That's our genetics.
You know, and that's our genetics. Yeah. Like, literally, so, six protons, six neutrons, six electrons.
Yes, sir. Damn. You just taught them something. You said that one more time.
Six protons, six neutrons, and six electrons, collective. Yep. That's a fact, though.
And that's the DNA of the black man
and woman. Woo! Yeah, man. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, 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 black woman. Yes, so-called black woman. Mm-hmm. You hold the mitochondrial DNA.
Yes, yep. Most definitely.
That is a fact right there, bro. So, moving right along, bro, in this interview, bro, can you share any memorable moments or fights or incidents within a fight that stand out in your career so far out of your six fights?
I would have to say, my first and second fight. My first fight, I say that because of Usan that I TKO'd in the third round, and I fought at the FedEx Forum in my home. Who would have known that I would have my first professional fight at the FedEx Forum in my own hometown, in front of my hometown? You get what I'm saying? So, like, against a 5-time world champion son, Marcus Chop Chop Corbin, ended up beating me.
Dang. Yeah, so it was that's deep. That was on that day. Because I got a spot interview with Chop Chop, too. Exactly. Damn.
It was a plethora of celebrities there that people didn't really know was there. And
yeah, it was, though, bro. That joint was, hey, shout out to Link, too.
Yeah,
Link. Hey, real shit. Because, damn. It was a lot of.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, like, that fight, after that, I had my second fight, which was my first and only loss that ever happened in my career, which was a lesson that wasn't really a loss.
Wasn't really a loss, right?
Took a lesson by decision in Atlanta, Georgia, on somebody else's promotion team. I give the man his win. I commend him on a great performance. But the most important thing, that I learned was fuck being humble.
That's see, a fact. That's a fact.
When people tell you to be humble, humble yourself, it's actually humiliation of who you truly are.
Who you truly are. Speak to him, God.
I'm gonna say this again, man.
Speak, God.
Fuck being humble. When someone tells you to be humble, they're not as confident as you. They know your worth, and usually they don't want to see you prosper.
Mm. Damn.
That is actually humiliation of your divine self or of your true self. You should never humiliate your true self. Being humble is humiliating your true self, man.
Wow.
Yes.
Being humble, that's deep right there. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Let's I was going to ask you next, goddammit. I'm still going to ask you that, though, about how does it feel to actually knock a man out. You see what I'm saying? Like, not TKO, because that's cool, too. That's a stoppage, right? Okay. Yeah, stoppage could be worse, though. Damn. But, yeah, just how does it feel to knock when you, you know what I'm saying? You knock the man out, bro. Like, how does it feel, bro?
You can actually feel it before it happens. You're like, oh, okay, he ready to go.
He ready to go.
He breathing hard. Holding on to his stomach when I hit him in the stomach.
That's
I'm going to fake his ass to his stomach and throw an overhand right and hit his ass in the equilibrium. Not because he would make him have chicken legs.
Like, oh, so, man.
It's like an out-of-body experience. You know, it's like, damn, you know, kind of like a goosebump feeling. You know, damn, is he okay? But I just knocked his ass out type of feeling. So, yeah, man, it's very exciting. Just edge of the seat feeling.
Wow. I always wanted that because I know, man, I'd have been in a couple of street fights, man, in my day, bro. And I can remember, it's only two people, bro, I caught clean. And, like, they was out of the fight, bro. And that shit was crazy. But other people let me know that they was out of the fight, though, because it was always a jump set. It was never a square one. You know what I'm saying? You like, every last time they just caught a fair one. That's why boxing is so important, man. You know what I'm saying? I must say, bro, that's why boxing is so important, bro, because it's actually keeping young men of tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mr. Patrick Simmons. What's up, Rev? Yeah, it's keeping the young men of tomorrow, bro. You know what I'm saying? A vision for a future, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So talk about that a little bit, bro. You know what I'm saying? As we wind this thing down. Talk about that a little bit, bro. The vision. You know what I'm saying? The mission on opening up this particular gym right here in the heart of Westwood.
So, man, when I was 13, man, 12 going on 13, when I was 12 going on 13, was out here chasing the bag, chasing the money. I didn't understand that I didn't have to chase money, I track money.
Mm.
I don't have to chase money, I track money.
Mm.
I have all the finances I need, and I track money.
Oh, wait.
Older guys in my neighborhood have put dope in my hand. You need some shoes, you need some clothes, bring me back 100 for this. Well, that's when O's back then, O's was 250,
300.
Yeah. 400, some of them. You know, for me, I never, touched a tree. You know, I was dealing with a lot of dog food and stuff like that at a young age. That actually landed me in jail, man. Guy robbed me. I went and shot the shit out of his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Showed the same guy that robbed me, showed the court on me. I did 4 years, from 13 to 17, man. And Wilder Youth Development Center in Taft, in Nashville, Pikesville, Tennessee.
Damn, bro. So you really got a... Damn, bro. You done been through the fire, God. You done been through it, bro.
For sure.
Damn.
So, yeah, man. And that's how I came up with the motto, man. Give me hope, not dope. Changing lives creatively and conscious.
Damn.
I've been doing it, man. I opened up a boxing gym in the same neighborhood. In front of the same guy that used to put dope in my hand, lead me the wrong way for the amusement of themselves.
Damn.
It took me a while to understand that. I understood it at a young age. Even when I was 13, I never kicked it around people my age. I was always around 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds. So I wouldn't say that, I learned this as I went, but I actually got all of my knowledge and wisdom from just listening and applying, from the streets. The streets literally raised me.
Facts.
And if a person say anything different, man, they're a motherfucking lie.
It's just that simple, huh?
What Freddie Mac say, you a lying motherfucker.
Yeah, you a lying motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? God damn, rest in peace to Bernie.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
I was talking to my girl, my woman one day, man. Again, shout out to Big Ass Vegan, man.
Boy, off of that one. Damn.
Best meat in the city, man. Best vegan meal in the city, man. Once I learned this, brother, and I started listening and applying, man, one came where she was like, hey, you got such and such a fixed amount of dollars. Why don't you open up a gym? You always wanted one. I was like, you know what? The time is now, man. I ain't finna. I can go buy a motherfucking Maybach. You know what I'm saying? I can go buy a Hellcat. But instead, man, I invested in a gym. Even though it's always going to bring money to the economy in this community of District 8. I love what I do.
Right.
I'm not just in this shit for the money. Again, I don't chase money. I attract
it, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And, I just gave 15 children right here at Westwood Freedom Prep a free scholarship for the next 2 months. I'm about to do 20 more children next month on my birthday after my fight. So, yeah, man, I'm just looking to help children build that self-awareness of knowing that they are loved, even if it's outside of home. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And then that's the biggest
thing
that I'm hitting on. And it's not just necessarily targeting children from ages 4 to 17, but I'm actually charging towards adults from ages 18 to 49 and 50. And I don't just stop at 17 age mark. You know what I'm saying? We actually, you know, mentoring like people like
people
Teddy
like
Carruthers, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Cameron Bieber Hayes and Lena Sarabia. Shout out to Lena Sarabia. He won the Golden Gloves earlier this year through Man Down Boxing Club.
That's
very proud of.
Awesome.
And we are not just only focusing on the black community. We're actually focusing on the Hispanic, the blacks, the Caucasian, the Italian, the Russian. Whoever comes in here, we are all one big family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, man, I just believe that everybody gets a chance to show their true colors and show who they truly are and to learn something differently in life and learn from the lessons that life might push their way,
man. Shit.
You know, no matter of.
It's going to happen.
You know what I'm saying? And to show them that you can be family regardless of the genetics.
Of the genetics, that's right, bro.
When you come in here, you're gonna see some Australians, you're gonna see some Iranians, in this gym. This is the only gym that doesn't just do one race.
Right.
We accept all races. You know
we
what I'm saying?
We accept everybody to come on in.
Yeah, man. Like so when you come over here, you're gonna see Iranians, you're gonna see Australians, you're gonna see Caucasians, you're gonna see blacks, you're gonna see Ethiopians, man. Like,
so it's very well diverse in here.
Yes, sir. So we have a plethora of all ethnicities and races,
man. Man.
And I'm one man army in here.
Hmm.
All of this is going off of energy.
Damn, so you really don't have a staff.
I don't have a staff at all. I don't have no type of staff. The only time I have a staff is when I'm getting ready for a fight. And I still train everybody in my gym. And the only reason why the staff is here is to train me.
Facts. Damn. That's deep. And speaking of that, you know, December the 1st. You see what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, you're in camp right now.
Right now. I'm in camp.
As we speak. You know what I'm saying? That's serious. And just to let you guys know, if you haven't did any research on who Macro Hall Jr. is, you might want to go ahead on and you know what I'm saying? Make preparation to either get some tickets, ride to Nashville, see it live, which I know it'll probably be, you know, it's going to be some footage, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but you know, you might want to tap in and just see that, you know, it's not all hype. He's the real deal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's the real deal. And you know, he's taking the sport of boxing serious. So, That's a beautiful thing. In camp as we speak, and you know, gracious enough to take time out of his busy schedule to tap in, so we can do this interview. So big gratitude to that, bro. So a couple of more questions for the champ, yo, for the future champ. You know what I'm saying? Because this guy is already a champion, people. You know what I'm saying? He's champion in every situation that he comes across. You know what I'm saying? And I know that got to be in his sights. You know what I'm saying? It's serious. As I look around the gym, you know what I'm saying? It's surrounded by greatness. It's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So, two more questions for Macro Hall. Memphis is known for its most passionate sports fans, you know what I'm saying, as a whole, you know what I'm saying, no matter what it is, you know, the sports fans in Memphis go hard. So how has the local support
been and has it impacted your career as far as the local support you get from your city?
Yes, sir. I have a plethora of supporters, man. A big movement. Honestly, I didn't think that I had that many supporters, man, until like I really just sit down, started selling tickets individually myself, actually building relationships with the people that come out of support with me. I try to make sure I take pictures with everyone that buys tickets, if they're buying it online or if they're buying it hand in hand from me. Support from Memphis, man, and you know, the Westwood community, my sponsors, man, it's been outstanding, man. I can't even complain. Like, I sell out just about every time. Every time I get tickets, I never have tickets left over.
Bless.
It got to the point where the promoter won't even allow me to fight first because everybody's leaving the fight after I fight.
Man, you know that's serious. Yeah, like you so, got to, yeah, I got to so, put you down the line a little taste. Yeah, yeah, like, hey, I put you down the line.
Yeah, I'm a great ticket seller. I know how to sell myself.
Facts.
And I know how to put people asses in them seats, and I know how to go out there and win.
That's a fact. Damn. Oh man. People, we are at the 61-minute mark. That's a minute after the hour. And, you know, it's been beautiful, man. And, you know, this opportunity to be in this space, you know what I'm saying, with a brother that's well level-headed, you know what I'm saying, getting his bones, making his bones in the ferocious streets of Memphis, people, which is not an easy task. However you want to put that shit right there, when you come from these trenches, it's safe to say that when you do figure it out, that you stay level-headed, man. And this guy here is rooted and grounded as a tree, ladies and gentlemen. So, last question, and we're going to let Macro Man Down Hall Jr. get back to his busy schedule, as we didn't already discussed it. He in camp right now. So this last question will be pertain to exactly that. Come December 1st, Macro Hall Jr., will it be a man down against your opponent when you step in the ring, represent Memphis, Tennessee, yourself, your family? You know what I'm saying?
It'll be a man down. It's going to be a man down. We're looking to retire this opponent. Again, I pray to God that everything stays in the ring and stays on business after this thing happens. But I'm looking to definitely retire this man. Lord have mercy, pray for him. Because it's about to be real. It's about to be epic. The beast y'all saw last year and the year before that, man, oh my God. My spirituality, the divine timing, the suffering, the solitude that I went through, the shame being thrown at me, me not receiving mercy, from people that I know that I've helped, even if it was just words of encouragement, all of this is being left in the rain December 1st, man. So, it's on and popping, man.
Damn. Well, people, you have heard his prediction and his all-seeing of a knowing, you know what I'm saying, on what's going to take place December the 1st, 2023 in Nashville. It's a beautiful thing, man. About to wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, chat, y'all have been beautiful, and it's been one hell of a show. Collective.
Shout out my sponsor.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, man. Run them. You know what I'm saying? I was just going to shoot it back to you.
All right, man. Shout out to the CEO. Man, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you've done for me. Shout out to Savage with an X. Man, go check out Savage with an X. The next time becoming a rapper, man. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Mm-hmm. Man, shout out to Rafa's All in One Wings. Mm-hmm. Right next door to my boxing gym. Yes, sir. Shout out to Man Down Boxing Club. myself, the owner, Man Down Youth Boxing Foundation Incorporation. I'm the president, CEO. Shout out to God Body Fitness and Nutrition, my strengthening and conditioning coach. Shout out to Thick Ass Vegan, baby girl, you know what I'm saying? You know I got you for life. Nisha Sweet Cakery, that's Dinesha McKinney, that's baby girl. Got you for life. Eclectic Empress, you know what's going on. Same person, you know what's going on. Keep it swimming. Yeah, you want to put your children in the basketball league, or adults, you want to get in the basketball league. Shout out to Keep It Swimming, my cousin, Darius Woods, is going to get you right, man. Shout out to Memphis Made Mentors, man. It's a group of brothers coming together, man, mentoring children and adults in Memphis, man, and changing life through mentorship. Shout out to Memphis Youth Arts Initiative. They're changing lives one day at a time, one child at a time, through music, through drumline, percussion, saxophonists, trumpet players, baritone players. If you're looking to join the band, you can. It's a nonprofit organization as well. Shout out to Shaquene, the guidance goddess, for helping me through my journey, my spiritual journey, my hermit mode. Shout out to her for helping me get through the spiritual awakening, giving me my readings, keeping me on point, keeping me intuitive. Shout out to Chopping Like a Fool, KP. Stay keeping me chopped whenever I go to him. Always have me on point. You don't want your line pushed back, go to Chopping Like a Fool, KP, man. He gonna have you on point. He gonna keep you right. He gonna put you in the dough. If you ain't got no hair, man, hey, man, he putting on them, man, weeds and everything, man. What they call, toupees or something like that?
I think they call man weeds.
Yeah, man weeds, man. You know, he doing it all, man. Shout out to Bentley's Clothing Brand, man, for keeping all my t-shirts, my apparel, my jogging pants, and everything on point. Shout out to Camp South Records. Hit Kid, what it do, man. Co-Cash, what it do. You know, man, we're going up in a big way. Shout out to Destin Nelson Photography. Man, y'all always keeping my photos and everything on point. You get them back to me in a timely manner. Shout out to the check-in, man. It's Unc, you know what I'm saying? One of the great guys that I know, man. Great guy. Black King, man. He's out here giving the Messy Hoe Challenge, which is a steak sandwich. You know, if you eat the whole steak sandwich with fries, man, you get it for free, man. Go check them out on Winchester. Shout out to my one of my greatest sponsors, man, that always keep me fed every day, Monday through Friday, while on the camp, that's putting all the fuel into this tank. Ballers Bistro.
Okay.
Located on Elvis Presley, man. It's an African restaurant. They have a plethora of items and menu items that you can choose from, even veganism, vegetarianism, oxtails, red snapper, whatever you're looking for, man. All of the above, they got it, man.
Thanks.
Shout out to Yummy Smoke Shop, man, located in the same area right here at the Southfield Shopping Center, man. You need hookah, you need backwoods, you need slap woods, man, you need CBD, man, go holler at Yummy Smoke Shop, man. Shout out to Home Camp for keeping all my videos and everything on point. Whenever I need a video, they're keeping me good, they're keeping me right, they're keeping me ready. Shout out to Stella Dumpster Rentals, man. Whenever you need a dumpster, man, you're cleaning out your house, gooding out your house, and you're tired of putting everything in the trash, one single green trash can, man, you got too much stuff, and you're actually pulling the sheetrocks and the brick by brick, you're finna tear the whole house down, man, rent out a dumpster from Stella Dumpster Rentals, man. Shout out to Sanders Freight Line Transportation, man. Whenever you need all your belongings moved and accessories removed in the house and you're about to move from state to state, city to city, man, holler at Sanders Freight Line Transportation, man. Shout out to Memphis Wraps. Memphis Wraps, whenever you need your car wrap or anything, man, go holler at Memphis Wraps, man. Located off of East Chevy Drive and Mendenhall, located right next to Sharika Fitness. Shout out to Sharika Fitness, man. It's a great young lady, man.
For sure.
I love what they're doing over there with my guy, D'Angelo Boxing. Shout out to Danny Barlow, man. The next UFC world champion, man.
Danny Barlow.
Real good work, man.
For sure. Danny Barlow?
Yes, sir.
So he's into the martial arts.
Yes, sir.
Dig that. You know what I'm saying? Man, see, Memphis is... It's just beautiful, man. Think about all that love. That support, that right there,
that you just ran off at the end when you did the credits, bro. You see what I'm saying? That right there is, I would say motivation, but it's more than motivation, bro. That is love. And I mean it from the deepest of insight. People, it's been real, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, we're going to wrap this thing up. I am Ray Massey. You know what I'm saying? The most interesting man in internet radio in Memphis. You better believe it. And I'm standing here next to Macro Man Down Hall Jr. And it's been a pleasure. Appreciate it, bro. Peace, niggas. Peace to the chat. Boy, y'all been wilding today.